Good morning. Last week we discussed just what biblical baptism was. We looked at how the word baptism was used both figuratively and literally. Today we want to look at the purpose of baptism. I'd like to begin by reading some scriptures that are pertinent to our study today. Mark chapter 16, 15 through 16 says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Here we see baptism coupled with believing to be saved. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said unto them, "Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Here baptism is coupled with repentance to receive forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, verse 41, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. As they were baptized, they were added to the body of Christ." In Acts 22, and verse 16, Ananias told Saul, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." In Romans 6, 3-5, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore were buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. To be baptized into Christ was to be buried into Christ's death and be raised to a new life, to be resurrected along with Christ." 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." Galatians 3:27, "For as many of you have been baptized into Christ to put on Christ. Through baptism we put on Christ." In Colossians 2:12 and 13, "Buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, baptized to be buried with Christ and raised up, to be made alive in Christ, in order to be forgiven of all transgressions." In 1 Peter 3, verse 20 and 21, "Which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls, were saved by water. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Some have counted about 60 places in the New Testament that speak of necessity of faith and salvation, and thus conclude that faith is all that is needed. But the New Testament also speaks of repentance about 40 times and baptism about 30 times. In one place it teaches that faith saves us. In another it says that without repentance there is no salvation. In another it says that baptism saves us. Is it not reasonable to conclude that all three are necessary for salvation? There are numerous verses about the need for each one of these. Why leave any one of them out? In the book of Acts, when the question was asked, "What must I do to be saved?" some were told they needed to believe because they had not yet done so. Others were told to repent because they had not yet done that. And still others were told to be baptized because that was still needed in their life. If the New Testament and its teachings are taken as a whole, then it is certainly reasonable to conclude that God requires faith, repentance, and baptism for a person to be saved. Let me ask you a question. Those people on Pentecost, when were they saved? Acts chapter 2 is one of the most fascinating chapters in the Bible. It records the events of the day of Pentecost just a few weeks after the crucifixion of Jesus. As John the Baptist and Jesus both had promised, Matthew 3 verse 11 and Acts 1 verse 5, the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit and were given the miraculous ability to speak in languages they had not previously known. Peter then proceeds to preach one of the great sermons of all time to the thousands who had gathered there in Jerusalem. Peter concludes his sermon with these words, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain that God hath made that same Jesus whom you've crucified both Lord and Christ." Acts 2 verse 36. Peter's sermon accomplished its purpose. As we see the people pierced to the heart and asking Peter and the other apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" They believed what Peter had said in his sermon. They were convinced and convicted of their sin of rejecting and killing Jesus. Peter's response to them was, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 38. At what point were they saved? On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached to them about Jesus and his crucifixion. In Acts 2, verse 37, it says, Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? They had listened to Peter and had come to believe that they had in fact crucified the Son of God. It was at this point that they believed. But was that belief enough to save them? Apparently not, or else Peter would have answered their question by saying something like, There is nothing you need to do now. You're already saved because of your belief. You've asked Jesus to come into your heart. Now go and try to live for Christ. But that's not what Peter said. In verse 38, Peter first told them that they needed to repent. To repent means to turn around and change directions. For the people listening to Peter, it meant to turn away from their sin and their fight against Jesus. They needed to turn to him and accept him and his way of life. Repentance is also taught in several other places in the book of Acts as a necessary part of God's plan of salvation. Listen to Peter in Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Again in Acts 5 verse 31, Him, Jesus, hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sins. In Acts 17 and verse 30, we find Paul addressing those of Athens who believed in a variety of gods, and they were devout in worshiping their gods. But Paul said to them, In the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So let me ask you, would those on Pentecost then, with their faith coupled with repentance, be all that was needed for salvation? The answer, of course, is no, because Peter also told them to be baptized for the remission of their sins. In fact, it is clear that they were still not saved before baptism, because in verse 40, Peter kept preaching, saying, Be saved from this perverse generation. But then we come to verse 41. Then they gladly received his word, were baptized, and the same day there were added to them about 3,000 souls. Verse 47 goes on to say, And the Lord added to the church daily such as would be saved. At what point were they saved? It cannot be said much clearer than what is said in verse 41. They were baptized and were then added to the Lord's church. The Bible teaches that it was at the point of baptism that they came into a saved relationship with the Lord. Friends, I will close this lesson at this time. Next week we will look at the topic, Is Baptism a Work? Many today believe that baptism is a work of man and therefore cannot save man. I hope and pray that you will tune in next Lord's Day for this important topic. Until next week, may God bless and keep you.